The hour of recess having been expired, we are now back in session. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for perfection, formal calendar.
Hearing no objection, we are on the order of business of Senate bills for perfection. Senate Bill 20, Senator from Butler.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 20 be taken up for perfection.
Senator, do you have a couple of other senators that are in our direct line of sight?
Hang on, man. I can't hear you.
Let's please have order. Senator from Butler.
He's made this motion.
Yes, Mr. President.
The Senator from Butler has moved that Senate Bill 20 be taken up for perfection. As many as are of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no, and the ayes have it. Senator from Butler.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move the Senate Bill 20 be declared perfected and order printed.
Senator from Butler moves that the Senate Bill number 20 be declared perfected and order printed. Does the Senator care to explain the bill?
I would. Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 20 extends the expiration of the court surcharge assessed in all criminal cases where the defendant is found guilty of a felony. The surcharge, which is set to expire in August 2019, is deposited into the DNA Profiling Analysis Fund and can only be used by the Highway Patrol Crime Lab to fulfill the purposes of the DNA profiling system. As we all know, DNA profiling is a very powerful tool that is used by our law enforcement officers to help solve crimes. Senate Bill 20 mainly just extends the expiration to 2029. With that, Mr. President, I'd be glad to take any questions.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the bill? Any other senator desire to be heard on the bill? Seeing none, Senator from Butler, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
The Senator from Butler renews his motion that Senate Bill 20 be declared perfected and order printed. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared perfected and order printed. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of House bills, formal calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business is third reading of House bills, formal calendar. House committee substitute for House bills 448 and 206. Senator from the first.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill numbers 448 and 206 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Senator from the first moves that House Bills number, House Committee substitute for House Bills 448 and 206 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no, and the ayes have it. Senator from the first.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that House Committee substitute for House Bill numbers 448 and 206 be third read and finally passed.
Senator from the first moves that House Bills 448 and 206 be third read and finally passed. Does the Senator care to explain the bill?
Yes, Mr. President, thank you. This bill simply designates a section of Lindbergh Boulevard in my district in honor of the late Representative Cloria Brown, with whom many members of this body served with, either when she was in the House and they were over here, or when she was in the House and we were in the House, as I served with her for a term. We're grateful for her contributions and think this honor is very fitting. And with that, Mr. President, I'm happy to answer any questions. I might also engage in a brief inquiry, if I may, Mr. President. May I inquire the senator from Boone?
Senator from Boone, do you?
I do.
Proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, I just wanted to cover this briefly since it's a little bit unusual that we're taking up a House bill so early in session. We're on the House third read calendar, and the thing that members of the body should know, maybe those that are new and served previously in the House would know, but maybe not. If this bill passes without amendment in its current form, it's truly agreed and finally passed effectively. So,
correct.
And that's a little bit different. I mean, we're normally not doing something like that quite this soon in session. Obviously, the circumstances sort of speak for themselves. Other thing I wanted to mention, I don't know if other members of the body have highway naming legislation that they really want to move. I will just say that if they do, it can certainly go back to the House if folks have things they want to add. But just wanted to take the opportunity to mention that to members of the body in case anybody's looking to do something like that. But sure, obviously, yeah. I'd like to see this move.
Yeah, typically the back and forth between the House and the Senate and the leverage that is held between the chambers as it relates to when we bring their bills up and when they bring our bills up, that's a song and dance that's gone on for years. But obviously, because of the importance of this and so many of us who served with and had the chance to be touched by the life of Cloria Brown, it made all the sense in the world for us to do it early. Make sure that she is properly remembered for the tremendous impact that she left on the people of Missouri.
Well, on behalf of my constituents and her constituents, we're certainly grateful for that opportunity, appreciate the House moving it, appreciate it getting to the floor so quickly in the Senate. I have not seen anybody jump up and indicate that they have something that they're dying to add. So with that, I'll yield to any further questions. Otherwise, we can proceed. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator from the First is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from the First renews his motion that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 448 and 206 be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
House Committee Substitute for House Bills Numbers 448 and 206, an act relating to the designation of a memorial highway. Senators Arthur,
aye.
Bernsketter,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burleson,
aye.
Serpoy,
aye.
Crawford,
aye.
Cunningham,
aye.
Curls, Igel,
aye.
Emery, Hageman,
aye.
Holzman, Hoskins,
aye.
Huff,
aye.
Koenig,
aye.
Leibler,
aye.
Lucht-Meyer,
aye.
May,
aye.
Nasheed, O'Loughlin,
aye.
Onder,
aye.
Riddle,
aye.
Rizzo,
aye.
Romine,
aye.
Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton,
aye.
Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh,
aye.
White,
aye.
Whelan,
aye.
Williams.
Aye.
Senator from the Seventh. Senator from the Seventh votes aye. By your vote of 33 ayes and 0 noes, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Phelps.
I ask for unanimous consent for introduction of guests.
Hearing no objection.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two special guests with me from Rolla today and the company that represents Brewer Science. and I have Alan Garrison and Doyle Edwards with me. Thank you.
Please make the guests from Phelps County feel welcome. Welcome to your Missouri State Capitol. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions, and I ask you that you recognize the Senator from Andrew for a motion on SCR2.
Hearing no objection, we are now on the business order of business of resolutions. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate concurrent resolution number 2 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Senator from Boone has moved to, from Andrew has moved to take up Senate Concurrent Resolution 2 for adoption. Those of the opinion the motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes have it. Does the Senator care to move the, for adoption, explain the resolution?
Thank you, Mr. President. I certainly do. I move that Senate Concurrent Resolution 2 be third read, and finally passed. Mr. President, this is a resolution that we passed last year unanimously. It went to the governor's office, and due to some clerical errors, he didn't feel comfortable being able to sign it. And it really was just clerical errors. So, therefore, we're back here again. This deals with statutory hall and replacing the statue of Thomas Hart Benton, the U.S. senator and statesman, with a statue from our beloved president here in Missouri, Harry S. Truman. And so with that, Mr. President, I renew my motion. Be happy to take any questions.
The Senator from Andrew moves that the Senate concurrent resolution number 2 be read a third time and finally passed. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 7th.
To inquire of the Senator from Andrew.
Senator from Andrew, do you?
I certainly do.
Proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Good afternoon.
Thank you, Senator. Good afternoon. Yeah. Supported this last year and glad to do so again. Do you know how they're going to commission the statue of Harry Truman, who's going to actually
The Truman Library has been tasked with that. They've been raising money to do a statue. So for the actual details of who they're hiring or the RFP, you might say, doing that, that I don't know. I don't have that evidence. I know or information, but the Truman Library is tasked with the task of raising the money to have a statue of Harry Truman made to take to D.C. So.
Well, I'm proud to represent the Truman Farm Home in Grandview, Missouri. It's in my Senate district, and have you had a chance to come by and check that out?
I should do that sometime. That'd be great. I have visited the library, the Truman Library, in the past, and I plan on seeing that yet later this week.
That's a real gem, too. That's located in the Senator from the 11th District.
You bet. Yeah.
Also have enjoyed going through that. But I invite you to come to the Truman Farm Home because that's where, after World War I, he came back. It's interesting that at 33... He was on the back of a buckboard on that farm, getting ready to essentially be a failed farmer. And little did he know that he would be the only man in the history of the world to authorize the use of the atomic bomb. So it's a fascinating story. And David McAuliffe writes a great book about the history of Truman. And
It is very good. I would recommend it, read it as well. It's a great
book. I only make one recommendation, and that's, I guess, to the Truman Library or whoever's responsible for the statue, and that's to pick a Missouri artist to do it. I hope that RFP weighs someone from our home state to make that bust.
And, you know what? I'll have the opportunity to visit with them this week, later this week, and I'll ask them about
that. Well, please
that.
Pass that along.
I certainly will.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, the senator from Andrew is recognized to close.
Mr. President, I close.
Madam Secretary, please read the title and call the roll.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2, a concurrent resolution relating to the replacement of a statue in the Statuary Hall of the Capitol of the United States. Senators Arthur, aye. Bernsketter, aye. Brown, aye. Burleson, aye. Serpoy, aye. Crawford, aye. Cunningham, aye. Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Lucht-Meyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, aye. Shoup, aye. Sifton, aye. Wallingford, aye. Walsh, aye. White, aye. Whelan, aye. Williams,
by your vote of 33 ayes and 0 noes, the resolution having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, we are on the order of business of announcements. Any announcements? Seeing none, Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. All those in favor signify by saying aye. All those opposed, no. And the ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned under the rules.